Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome to today's podcast, where we dive into one of sociological most thought-provoking and transformative concepts, the sociological imagination. My name is Alpha, and I am excited to take you on this journey to explore how sociology helps us understand the connection between our personal lives and the wider world. Whether you are a student or just someone curious about how society works, this episode is for you. Sociological imagination, a concept introduced by a sociologist, C. Worth Mills, in 1959, is a lens through which we can view our lives in the context of large societal structure. It's about understanding how our personal challenges are often tied to broader social forces. By the end of this episode, you will have a clear understanding of how sociological imagination works, why it's important, and how you can apply it to your daily life. Session 1, what is sociological imagination? Let's start with a basic definition. A sociological imagination is the ability to see the connection between individual experiences and a larger societal forces. Think of it as a way to zoom out from your personal situation and see the bigger picture. For example, let's say you are a college student struggling to pay tuition. On the surface, this might seem like a personal problem, one that you need to solve on your own. But when we use the sociological imagination, we start to see how this issue is connected to a broader trends like the rising of cost of education, the economy, and the government policies of financial aid. Your struggle is not just your own. It's part of the larger societal issue. C. Worth Mills argued that many people feel trapped in their personal circumstances because they don't have the tools to see the larger societal forces at play. Sociological imagination gives us the tool, enabled us to understand the interplay between our individual lives and the world around us. Session 2, personal trouble versus public issue. Session 2, personal troubles versus public issue. One of the most important aspects of sociological imagination is understanding the difference between personal problem and public issue. Mills emphasized that many of the problems we face in our lives are not just personal, but are influenced by a larger societal factors. Personal troubles. These are problems that occurred within an individual's immediate social setting, your family, your school, or your workplace. For example, losing your job might feel like a personal problem or a personal failure. Public issue. These are problems that transcend the individual and are rooted in the structure of the society. If millions of people are unemployed, the issue is no longer just about a personal failure. It's a societal issue that requires systemic solutions. Let's go back to the example of college tuition. At the personal level, you might feel stressed and overwhelmed trying to pay for your education. But at the societal level, we see that this is part of the larger issue, the rising cost of higher education, inadequate funding for public university, and student loan policy that leaves millions of people in debt. Sociological imagination helps us connect these personal troubles to public issues, allowing us to see the need for systemic change. Session 3. While sociological imagination matters, you might be wondering, why is sociological imagination is important? Why should we care about understanding the connection between our lives and a society? 1. Critical thinking. Sociological imagination helps us think critically about the world. It encourages us to question the status quo and to see beyond surface-level explanation for problem. 2. Empathy. By understanding that other people's struggles are often shaped by societal forces, we can develop a greater empathy for others. For example, instead of blaming someone for being unemployed, we can consider how economic downtrends, discrimination, or lack of access to education might have played a role. Empowerment. When we understand the structural factors behind our challenges, we are better equipped to advocate for change. For instance, if you know that your financial struggles are part of the larger societal issue, you might join the effort to push for policy reforms. Social change. For social change, sociological imagination is a powerful tool for a critical or for creating a social change. By identifying the root causes of problems, we can develop a solution that addresses those causes rather than just the symptoms. Session 4, application of sociological imagination. You know, let's talk about some real-world applications of sociological imagination. How can this concept be used to understand and address societal issues? Education. Think about the issue of unequal access to education. At a personal level, a student from a low-income family might struggle to afford college. But sociological imagination shows us that this is part of the largest pattern of inequality. Factors like underfunded schools, systemic racism, and economic disparities all contribute to the problem. By understanding these broader forces, we can push for policies like increasing funding for public schools or better financial aid programs. Healthcare. Another example is healthcare. If someone can't afford medical treatment, it's easier to see this as an individual problem. But sociological imagination helps us see how issues like the cost of health insurance, lack of access to care in rural areas, and systemic inequalities in healthcare system contribute to this problem. Climate change. Sociological imagination is also crucial for understanding a global issue like climate change. While individuals can take steps to reduce their carbon footprints, the larger issue lies in how industries, governments, and economic systems contribute to environmental degradation by seeing this connection between personal actions and systemic forces, we can advocate for a policies that address the root causes of climate change. Session 5, case study. One of the most compelling examples of sociological imagination is the study of suicide. At first glance, suicide might seem like deeply personal acts driven by individual struggles, but earlier sociologist M.L. Duncan showed that societal factors play a significant role. Duncan's study found that suicide rates are influenced by factors like social integration and regulation. For example, individuals who feel isolated from their communities are more likely to experience depression and suicidal thoughts. Similarly, societies with weak social norms or high level of stress tend to have higher suicide rates. By using sociological imagination, we can see suicide not just an individual problem, but as a public issue. This perspective allows us to identify ways to reduce suicide rates, such as strengthening community ties, providing mental health support, and addressing societal stressors. Session 6, everyday example of sociological imagination. Imagination is not just for a sociologist. It is a tool that anyone can use to understand their daily lives. Here are a few everyday examples. Social media. Think about how social media influences your life. On a personal level, you might feel pressure to present a perfect image online, but sociological imagination helps us to see how this pressure is shaped by a broader societal trends, like the rise of influencer culture and the commercialization of personal branding. 2. Job markets. If you are struggling to find a job, it's easier to blame yourself. But sociological imagination shows us that factors like economic reception, technological changes, and discrimination play a significant role in employment opportunity. 3, let's housing. Housing affordability is another example. If you can't afford rent, it might feel like a personal problem. But sociological imagination reveals how issues like gentrification, housing policy, and income inequality contribute to the problem. How to develop sociological imagination? Session 7. Developing sociological imagination takes practice, but it is a skill that anyone can learn. Here are a few tips. Ask questions. When you face a problem, ask yourself, how might this be connected to a larger societal forces? For example, if you are struggling with time management, consider how work culture, technology, or family responsibility might be influencing your schedule. To learn about society, the more you understand about how society works, the easier it is to apply sociological imagination. Read about topics like economics, politics, history to gain a broader perspective. 3, think beyond yourself. Try to see how your experiences are similar to or different from those of others. For instance, if you are dealing with a stress at work, think about how factors like job insecurity or workplace policy might affect others' similar roles. Connect with others. 4, talk to people from different backgrounds and listen to their experience. This can help you see how society forces shaped people's lives in different ways. Session 8, the importance of a global perspective. Session 8, the importance of global perspective. In today's intercontinental world, it's more important than ever to use sociological imagination to understand global issues. Problems like poverty, migration, and climate change don't exist in isolation. They are influenced by global economic systems, international policies, and cultural differences. For example, think about the issue of food insecurity. At the personal level, someone might struggle to afford groceries. But at a global level, we see how factors like trade policy, climate change, and economic inequality contribute to hunger around the world. Sociological imagination helps us to connect these dots and advocate for solutions that address the root causes of this problem. In conclusion, sociological imagination is a powerful tool that helps us understand the connection between our personal lives and the larger society. It encourages us to think critically, develop empathy, and take action to address systemic issues. As we discuss, sociological imagination can be applied to a wide range of issues, from education and healthcare to climate change and mental health. By using this perspective, we can better understand the world around us and work towards creating a more just and equitable society. Thank you for joining me today on this journey through the sociological imagination. I hope this episode inspires you to think differently about your own experience and the world we live in today. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to share it with others who might find it interesting. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the world through the lens of sociology. Have a wonderful day.